So we welcome him in from Guardians of the Children. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being in here. You staying warm?
No.
No, stocking cap and heavy coat are still on.
They are.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all. Man, it is -8 is not a fun thing to be out in here this morning. But we start to turn our attention here. You know, we did get a dose of like spring-like temperatures, and it sounds like next week we're going to get some as well. It kind of makes you start thinking about April, which is a big month for Guardians of the Children.
April is a big month for us. We have our child abuse awareness event on April 26th. From 11 to 2 at the DNN Event Center. For the people that don't know, we have free hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, bounce houses for the kids, lots of area agencies giving out information, and we give away a lot of bicycles.
Yeah, this is a big bicycle event at the DNN Event Center, as it's become known. Do you know how many years you guys have been doing this?
This is, well, COVID kind of messed things up, but it's 9, I believe.
9, okay, very good. And it's really become a huge event for you guys in late April. So mark it down in your calendars. That's the first thing. April 26th, you said?
April 26th from 11 to 2 at the DNN.
This is the big, if you've seen it before, you've probably seen the pictures, or you probably know somebody who might have gotten a bike, because you guys give away a lot.
We gave away 269 or 270 last year, I believe, and hopefully we beat that this year.
Was last year a record?
It was.
See, that's amazing to me, because you'd think, I mean, and I know, obviously, and kids grow, and so they grow out of bikes, but man, you feel like 9 years in, you'd be like, who needs a bike at this point? We've given away over 1,000.
Believe it or not, people are still learning about the bike event, you know, new people coming to town stuff like that, but that's kind of, it's just a fun day for everybody. Everything's free.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost anything. The amazing thing is the fact that all those bicycles are donated by individuals and businesses here in our area.
Pretty cool.
And the fact that they'll open their hearts up and help a kid smile like that is amazing.
Why bicycles? Is that in correlation with the Guardians and what you guys ride?
It kind of ties into the motorcycle thing, and it's a sense of freedom.
Sure.
You know, gives you the ability to travel.
Yeah. And how did the kids win them?
Well, it's a raffle style deal. Every kid that walks through the front door gets a ticket, and they put the ticket in the jar for the size bicycle they want to win.
Okay.
And we draw numbers till we run out of bicycles.
Honestly, you got a decent chance of winning. I know you guys bring a lot of people out there, but
we do. It was, I believe we fed over close to 950 people last year.
Okay. So, I mean, right there, you can do the math, and with 200 some bikes, you got a decent chance of winning yourself a brand new bike.
For sure. There's some that don't win, unfortunately, but hopefully they win the next year.
Right, yeah, keep coming back. I would imagine you'll win if you keep trying. This is all going down April 26th, so we're putting this out now, not only for you to mark your calendar, to plan it, because, you know, spring, everything gets busy, and you're getting close to the end of the school year by that point, but also because if we're looking for sponsorships and looking for support and helping getting, well, let's just say 300 bikes. Would that be a good number?
That'd be a great number.
So how can they support you guys?
They can get a hold of any Guardians member, of course. They can message us through our Guardians of the Children Flat Rock Facebook page.
Okay.
They can also donate monetarily through the Facebook page, or they can mail it to P.O. Box 1633 in North Platte.
So if you don't want to go buy a bike, you can just donate the money, and I'm sure you guys can go pick up a new bike.
I would much prefer you pick out the bicycle.
You would rather them. Yeah, sure. That's fair.
But if not, yes, we'll pile the money up together and go shopping.
You guys must have a good place for storage of all these bicycles.
We do. We have, well, it's businesses here in town generously donate their warehouse to us.
Oh, very cool. And then you got to get them all at the DNN Event Center. That's a job.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, that's all on out. 270 bikes out to the DNN. But you know what? Everybody gets to get, by the seeing everybody leave with one, or a lot of people leave with one, is pretty rewarding.
If you come out and just come out and watch the event, eat lunch, but watch the kids' smiles when they win a bicycle and they get to walk through the bicycle corral and pick out the one that they want.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you can't beat that. Why did you guys start this event?
We started it, a sister chapter in Kansas started it, and a couple of our members went down there and just thought it was a really amazing thing. So they brought it up here, and we've been doing it ever since.
Now, you're the president of Guardians of the Children. So how did it get started? And why kids? Why protecting kids? What is the need there?
Well, there's people wouldn't imagine hardly, I don't think, the number of abused children that go through the court system. We usually put we call it a pinwheel garden up in front of the courthouse in April because April's Child Abuse Awareness Month. But when COVID hit, we went from 170 cases, I believe, that went through the courthouse the year before COVID to the year after COVID, it almost doubled.
Sure.
You know, the kids were stuck at home with their, a lot of times with their abuser. And if you watch the news and stuff, the world's out to get the kids.
Right.
And somebody has to watch out for them.
Yeah, protecting our most vulnerable there. So Guardians of the Children, again, they're in their big bicycle event, but it's called the...
Child Abuse Awareness and Community Appreciation Day.
There you go. Out at the DNN Events Center, April 26th. But if you want to be a business to help sponsor it, if you want to be a person that wants to buy a bicycle, if you want to be maybe one of the, I don't know if you call them vendors, but you do have people that have booths out there.
We do have a lot of area agencies that right. deal with any aspect of a kid's life will be there giving out information.
So
if anybody wants more information, just send us a message to our public Facebook page and somebody will answer it.
Very good. Anything else, Scrappy, this morning you want to mention?
Where was this weather when we had the chili cook-off a couple weeks ago?
Right? Yeah, no kidding. It just speaks chili right now. And yeah, I know. Well, you can always eat chili a second time around, I guess.
You can. Yeah, we will today for lunch.
There you go. Guardians of the Children, their annual big appreciation day out at the DNN Event Center, April 26th. Well, thank you for all you do with Guardians of the Children. We certainly appreciate it. And if somebody wants to be a member, how do they join?
Just contact us through the Guardians Facebook page, and I'll put you in touch with the people you need to talk to.
Very good. Well, thank you for everything you guys do, and hopefully everybody marks it down on the calendar, April 26th. And you have a great day. Good luck staying warm.
Well, thank you, and thank you for helping us spread our message
absolutely.
To the community.
Absolutely. And here's to warmer weather to get that bike out.
Amen.
I mean, I know you guys are just itching to get that thing back out, and this is not quite the weather you need.
I don't have snow skis on mine.
Yeah, right. Well, you stay warm. Have a great day, all right?
You too. Thank you.
That's Scrappy again with Guardians of the Children here. We'll take a first time out on Husker Radio's Mugs of the Morning. Come back, take a look at that full closings cancellations list, and keep an eye on that weather. Snow's starting to fall a little bit heavier here in North Platte. 8:16 on your Tuesday morning on Mugs of the Morning.